Today's program has been brought to you by Consider Bardwell Farm, the first cheesemaking co-op in Vermont. For more information, visit www.considerbardwellfarm.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. What's hot at the Green Market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right, another week, another Grow NYC Market Update. Today we are on the line with Carolyn. Where are we heading?
Hey, Erin. Today we're going to head on up to the Upper East Side, where our 92nd Street Market sets up every Sunday on 1st Avenue between 92nd and 93rd Streets. This seasonal market is situated in a quiet, mostly residential neighborhood, so it provides residents a pretty convenient place to shop for a variety of fruits, vegetables, eggs, baked goods, and fresh fish. We partner with Upper Greenside to promote the market and also run a recycling collection there of items not recycled curbside by the city, so batteries, Brita filters, quartz, corks, CDs, and cell phones. And, of course, market shoppers can drop off their food scraps here for compost at the sustainability tent every Sunday.
Excellent. And what farmers or products should we be on the hunt for?
Yeah, the market has a really nice balance of produce, baked goods, and protein. Standard brings veggies and orchard fruit from Washington County in New York, while Gonzalez Farm offers beautiful vegetables and some Mexican specialty products like papalo, which is one of my favorite herbs. It's really unique and kind of tastes like cilantro. And then routing out the produce on offer at this market is Phillips Farms. They're bringing vegetables from New Jersey and also Norwich Meadows, which has some beautiful certified organic vegetables as well. American Seafood brings fresh wild-caught fish and shellfish in from Long Island, which is a really nice treat to be able to have on a Sunday on the Upper East Side. Unfortunately, they won't be attending this coming weekend, but they'll be there every following Sunday all through the fall. Of course, we can't forget about Meredith's Bakery and Bread Alone. They're both offering freshly baked breads and pastries. I'm personally a sucker for Bread Alone's Morning Glory Muffin. I just think it's the best way to start the morning at the market. Also, every week, representatives from the NYC Department of Health, Stellar Markets, conduct cooking demonstration and nutrition education for market shoppers. The Stellar Markets nutritionists do a really fantastic job of showing shoppers how to use locally grown seasonal produce from the market to make really simple, healthy, and delicious meals. Their demonstrations and their nutrition education workshops are always super engaging, and they go on throughout the market day. Specifically, on Sunday, September 15th, Pam, the market manager, is planning a dog portrait day for 92nd Street shoppers, which should be a lot of fun. So make sure to stop by the market information tent to have you and your pooch's photo taken with a really attractive display of the autumn bounty.
Oh, nothing like getting ready for some holiday cards in the future, I think.
Exactly.
So while we're up in the neighborhood, what else should we be making sure to check out?
Well, actually, this coming Sunday, the 8th, would be a great time to visit because the 3rd Avenue will be closed off from 66th Street all the way up to 88th Street for another of NYC's famous street fairs. So we will be setting up a mini pop-up farmers market within the street fair between 84th and 85th Streets. Beth's Farm Kitchen will be there, Nature's Way Honey, Red Jacket Orchards will be there with their juices and their fruit, and Aunt Shirley's Cupcakes will be there as well, so definitely come find us there. If you're looking to escape from the hustle and bustle of the city, then I would definitely recommend hitting up Carl Schurz Park. It's got this great waterfront promenade right on the East River, and it's also the site of the beautiful Greasy Mansion. When I first started with Green Market, I actually managed our 82nd Street Market on Saturdays. And one day while I was walking home from market, I stumbled upon Glasser's Bake Shop, which is on 1st Avenue and 87th Street. And it's a traditional German bakery that's been open since 1902, and is now still in the family. And they don't make them like this anymore. There's, you know, their sign is this loopy cursive spelling out Glassers across this puce green sign, while inside the original white tile floors are still there, and they have these apothecary-style dark wooden cabinets that line the walls. So it's pretty awesome relic of the neighborhood. Their desserts are not for the faint of heart. They're pretty straight up sugary. So I would recommend the danishes or the pies or the chocolate eclairs.
Ooh, I'm like definitely whipping out my foodie notebook to take note there. Well, thanks so much for giving us the update from there. What else is happening this week with regards to events? You guys have some good stuff on the horizon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Fall is our busiest time of year. This coming Monday, September 9th, we're hosting a back-to-school event at Union Square Green Market. There will be kids cooking demos, giveaways, tips on how to make healthy lunch with ingredients from the market, and lots of other fun family-friendly activities. It's free and open to the public, and it also will kick off our Text to Give campaign, where we're encouraging everyone to give back to us during this back-to-school season. So from September 8th to 14th, you can donate to Grow NYC education programs from your mobile phone. We're making it very easy. Just text GROW to 41444 to give a $10 gift. 100% of the gift goes towards Grow NYC. And each year, our education programs reach over 20,000 New York City students. So if you want to learn more about our education programs, I would definitely encourage you to visit www.grownyc.org/education. And then coming up Sunday, September 15th, the Tompkins Green Market is hosting a salsa off. So if you think you have the best salsa recipe in the East Village, definitely sign up to participate by emailing the market manager, Kathleen, at kcrosby@grownyc.org. On the horizon, the Union Square Partnership is holding its annual Harvest in the Square on September 17th, so we'll definitely be talking about that more next week. Otherwise, you can visit grownyc.org/ourmarkets to find out more about cooking demos, book signings, giveaways, and more happening each week at your neighborhood green market.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for the great update, and we'll be sure to be out and about checking out the green market events this weekend.
Thanks so much, Erin.
For folks out there who want to get the most up-to-the-moment green market info, definitely find them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever your preferred social media feed is. And of course, tune in next Thursday for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update. My boyfriend likes to get it on.
It's on. Let them watch us. Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.